talking about your house at Rosie on the House. Feel free to give us a ring if you're trying to tackle a project around your home. We know there's an awful lot of you doing that by the demand we see at the retail hardware stores and the big box stores. 1-888-767-4348. If you're particularly stuck on how to start a project or how to finish a project, that seems to be more often the question we get. How do I finish this thing? Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We have an auto attendant that will answer. You just push the number one and you'll be redirected directly into our call screening booth here at the broadcast station. And you'll get my wife, sweet Jennifer, to find out your name and your question. We'll get to it as quick as we can. In studio this morning, we have special guest, the director of the Registrar of Contractors, Mr. Jeff Fleetham. Jeff, again, thank you for taking time for coming in and visiting with us this morning.
I'd like to interrupt you for a minute. When you say sweet Jennifer, you won the lottery on that, my friend.
I married way up.
Absolutely.
I married way up.
Way up.
Been married 42 years. I got her trained up almost just the way I want her. Another 42 years, she's going to be perfect.
That's smooth. You're going to be in trouble with that one.
Well, you can also text questions to 411-923 or email info@rosieonthehouse.com. And let's talk about the significance of the Register of Contractors, because not every state has one.
No, there's about 30-some-odd states, 34 states, have some sort of regulatory scheme over contracting, construction contracting. Arizona is different in the fact that it's not what's a board and commission. The Arizona Register of Contractors is a cabinet-level position. My boss is the governor. I report to the governor. Some other licensed groups in the state, in other ways, they have a board and a commission, and that's who all the people, the executive directors of those agencies, report to that board and commission. So, the registrar was established in 1931 legislatively, and the legislature, there's a book, if you ever really want to spend some time reading, read 3210, the statutes that got to govern the Registrar of Contractors, if you love reading statutes. But that's
something to put you to sleep at night.
Yeah, there you go. That's our guide. That's what we have to stay in, that those lanes. That's what we can do. So it's different. You know, we license a variety of different scopes, what we call scopes, electrical contractors, you know, general contractors, plumbing contractors, the variety. And we license the business, not the person. So though each business must have somebody who qualifies, called a qualifying party, that qualifying party needs to be familiar with and is responsible with and involved in the day-to-day operations of the business. Now, it doesn't mean, you know, if you got a big company, you got 100 jobs going on, they don't have to be on every job every day, but they have to be involved. So you have the business that owns the license, and you have the qualifying party that qualifies, takes the exams for the license. And that person can be an employee or it can be an officer of the company.
I didn't realize 30 other states had comparable agencies.
Well,
how many have recovery funds?
Yeah. So, what was that?
How many have recovery funds? That seems to be the most unique aspect. It's an extra layer of insurance,
right,
that the legislature has provided for every single Arizona homeowner.
Right. Yeah, they set the system up. There's a couple other states that have something similar.
But is there?
Nevada. Our Arizona State Real Estate group has a recovery fund. I'm not sure exactly how that works for real estate transactions. So firstly, the Arizona Recovery Fund you can only access it if you have worked with or contracted with a properly licensed contractor. If you engage with an unlicensed entity, somebody that's not properly licensed in the state of Arizona to do the work for which they're doing the recovery fund, you can't access the recovery fund. However, but if you contract with
licensed, bonded,
so I'm going to go. I'm going to use an acronym here, and somebody's going to go, "That's my company." It doesn't mean. But if you contract with a licensed contracting company in the state of Arizona, and through the process,
something goes wrong. Something goes wrong. We're going to get back to that. We're going to have to break right now. But if you're contracted correctly, you're protected.